Okay, so Manifest 2019, awesome event. Of course, our 25th anniversary, so everything was around 25th anniversary. We got little pins and all this kind of stuff and all sorts of extra recognition done because of the 25th. But we started off the thing with a Wednesday night baseball game. We all were at the baseball at the ballpark in Arlington. The presidentials were all in different boxes with all this free food and all this kind of stuff. And all other associates that bought tickets to go were in the all-you-can-eat section. We had an absolutely super time. And I think that's the last time the Rangers won a game, too. So, I think they went 1-4 since that win. But it was great to see a win that day, great victory for them. And it was great to, just spend time with other associates, presidentials for me, to just see how everybody's doing and what direction they're going. Thursday, we had the presidential meeting. I just gave you some highlights on that, which is kind of a lead into what they were going to cover the rest of the week. So some of this is duplicated. But just so you know, this is S&P as well, doing a lot on resolving all the negative stuff, the Wikipedia. We're putting in place with Manatech a full-fledged onslaught on Internet negativity about Manatech. So it's going to be a full-time situation, no let-up on that going forward, just so you know. A new top-of-the-art phone app, I talked about that, keep your eyes open for the trainings on that this week. And we talked about they talked about the S&P, and of course, just so you know, we are working around the clock for you guys, and it's a lot of meetings. I thought building that system website for everybody last year with a group of awesome presidentials to support me in that took a lot of my time and energy. S&P is actually out doing that, but it's good because we need to get our feedback in there. He talked about where we are. We're doing 180 million in 26 different countries, and there are a lot of companies that are out there that aren't even close to us. In fact, we're ranked right now in the world as number 81. I know you guys want to be number one, but, being number 81 is really a cool thing because there are literally thousands of companies that have gone out of business in the time that we've been around in the network marketing industry. So we should be very excited about what we've created and the volume that we're doing. Tickets, I just already talked about that, so you know that they're about the tickets. The Richard Brook spoke to the presidentials as well, and that's where he brought up where 81st out of all those years, and thousands and thousands of network marketing companies have gone out of business in the last 25 years. So how special are we? That's an important thing for us to look at, because sometimes we just take it for granted and we just look at all the negatives instead of the positives, and the reality is we are a stalwart in the industry and grateful for what we have, and we need to focus on our attitude of gratitude as we go forward about all the greatness that we have and our products and all the, the number of millionaires we've created. 227 people have received over $1 million in compensation in the history of Manatech, and that's pretty awesome, too, so that shows you our comp plan does pay out well. Landon was there. He shared a little bit story about his vacation trips of swimming with the sharks and nurse sharks, as they were. Bob Adams did a little talk, too. He came on stage and recognized our 92-year-old associate. We have Louis Shipowick, and I love the Shipowicks. They are a darling couple, bright as can be. And, Louis Shipowick, he is 92 years old now, so a lot of you know him, and I just want to acknowledge him on this call, and his wife, darling couple. And you know that he is in the Achievers Club. That means he signed up a new associate on automatic order every month, January, February, March. Now, you guys, that's pretty incredible. And so what's your problem? Okay, that's all I can say. If a 92-year-old guy can do that, of course, if you knew Louis, you'd say, wow, he's sharp as a tack, and he is, and we really appreciate him. and Nugent did a little product training. That came on Thursday afternoon is when Nugent did his product training, started at 2:30. I was involved in S&P meetings, so I didn't get to sit through all of it. So what I've done is I've taken Nat Week's notes on the product training, which are attached to my outline. So you can look at page 13 through 16, that just 4 pages of notes of that product training. And we all know that we love Dr. Nugent's product training. Every year he does an awesome job. So you can peek at those at your leisure. I'm not going to run through those, but you need to look at them if you'd like to see what he had to say. And, a lot of it's you know, when I did sit through some of it when I got released from the S&P, a lot of it's the same stuff we've been trained on before, but he had some updates in there you want to make yourself aware of. Thursday night was the grand opening, and what a grand opening that was. All I can tell you, it was grand. Kevin Robbins is the MC of the whole event, and he spent Thursday night really reviewing the history of our company, starting from, you know, Sam Castor founding Emprise back in 1993 and adding, you know, Ray Robbins and of course, the other guys, Fioretti's, that came on board as his original founders, and then Ray came on as a marketing guy, and the first couple employees that they, 15 employees we have today at Manitech are still the part of the original group, and two of them were with us and were on stage. Missy Thompson and Terry Bayless both got up and gave a little bit, you know, just shared a little bit. That was great to honor them as being 25-year employees. Missy actually 26 years, I guess, because they went back to her joining Emprise. And they talked about products we shipped, McAnally, his connections, and how he got involved. They had all the 25 years. Any associate that joined in that first year got up on stage and was recognized, and they got a little banner that they put on them. It looked like a graduation, you know, one of those satin graduation neck things around the neck that they gave to each one of them. It was really cool to watch that happen. And they talked about Dr. Reg. They also talked about, you know, again, we sold $3 million in the first year with the aloe product that they had, their original aloe product. And we still have, from the day one that the people started in that first year, we have 286 people that are still ordering products today that started with us back in that first year. I thought that was pretty cool as well, 25 years later. Then they just went through all the different, you know, launching Canada, Harper's Biochemistry, some of the key events during the thing. They gave Steve Nugent a Lifetime Achievement Award. Obviously, we all honor and respect Steve and love him being a part of our company. Went through all the patents, the PhytoBears, the first time they got shipped, which is really the kickoff to leading us to where we are today with M5M. Science Magazine, Stan Fredericks joining the company, the second generation glyconutrient, Advanced Ambertosin 05, and Al Balla joining us. Of course, if my favorite story about that is he joined the company less than a month before the Texas AG case was filed. That was in 07. And all the recognition that we've had since 07 now, that's massive out there. They didn't go through all that, but it's massive. Trust me, glyconutrients are the hottest thing out there. It's science magazines. Everything is picking up on it today in the news. So, and they look at today, 227 members in the Million Dollar Club. Who says you can't make money in MLM? There are over 400 customers who started with us at the beginning and still in today. Oops, I said 237. I don't know where they came at. Right, maybe wrap-up customers. $5 billion in sales in 25 years. Manitech has been strong. Lots of companies failed. And 3 million people today that have had their lives transformed because of Manitech. So pretty cool. And everybody, you know, got stood up who felt their lives have been changed from Manitech. Landon Frederick talked about just that our selflessness is our culture. Sarah Bowen got on stage to talk about where we are with M5M. Pretty phenomenal what we're doing. We're now serving over 100,000 children per day. They have new goals for this next year. They're going to open up more in Asia, deeper relationship with the partners, and start sending out a monthly newsletter as well as expanding our distribution to the children. And I love the quote she gave. I put that in the outline. Anne Frank, no one has ever become poor from giving. That might be something that you put up on a calendar or put on your wall. I think that's a great quote that needs to be around us every day, and that's exactly who we are as a company. We're givers. Al then did about an hour presentation on our vision, and it was off the charts great. If I'm going to recommend one thing you have to watch, watch that one, number one. Watch Al Balla's presentation. Here's the next 25, getting to rewrite a second chapter in the story and the future of Manitech, globalization of commerce and what we're doing, exploding middle class, the wellness industry off the charts today. Everybody wants wellness, and, you know, and then we're also going after the millennial generation, 63%, highest generation percentage-wise in terms of looking for a flexible income opportunity on the side. Paul's name. Pilser, he talked about, remember when we all were around, a lot of you were around with me back then when he said it's the next trillion-dollar industry? Well, now it's a $4.2 trillion industry. Isn't that incredible? I remember, like, just yesterday, Paul Zane Pilsner at one of our manifests, I think it was 2001 or 2002, talking about that. And now we're $4.2 trillion. Woo! He made the comment, he says, we're disrupting, you know, the online business is disrupting the world, and everybody's buying online. They want to buy on a website. They don't want to, and Manitech is totally that way itself. If you work for blank, you're working on the wrong side. You want to work with Manitech, you're working on the right side. And we look at the company doing $30.5 billion. If you can see a company doing that, Alibaba achieved that a couple of years ago, or I think it was last year. So the world of work is really going to turn upside down, and we're in the midst of really being a part of that process. We're a perfect alternative to that quote-unquote punch-in, punch-out work environment. There's also the artificial intelligence threat, and that's not a threat to us because we're based on artificial intelligence. We use a lot of indicators for us, and in fact, our new consumer reporting and following customers is all based on that as well. So, I mean, we're using information, and we're updating a lot of our, you know, ways that we're doing the business. And then indirect sales, we can duplicate, multiply our results. He drew a triangle. He said customer first, digital first, mobile first, and that's really Al's direction. He changed his title from CEO, Chief Executive Officer, to Customer Experience Officer. And he really wants you to, well, you have a bad customer experience. He said he wants to know personally, because he is after this part of our company, and he ought to be, because it's, you know, we've had some problems with shipping, and he's very, you know, clear on that. So you want to send CEO@manitech.com, put your complaints directly to Al Ballant. But please do copy Sona on them, because the S&P is demanding that we have somebody in charge of customer complaints and associate field complaints. We're going to be registering all of them, keeping track of every single complaint that comes in and how it gets resolved, how fast, who did it, who didn't do it, so we have a greater, higher level of accountability on field versus corporate. It's one of our big, you know, concepts that we dealt with corporate on, and we're going to make sure that happens so we have greater accountability. Digital first, too. Everything needs to be digital. We need to make a digital platform, mobile as well, you know, because the cell phone today is where everybody operates from. We just need to continue to bring glyconutrients to the world, because we know that they transform lives. So our idea is, how do we find more doors to get there? And Al said they're committed to building number one website in health and wellness field in the world, so we're going to hold his feet to the fire on that as well. And we're already, I love this language, we already control the ingredients from harvest to market. We want to talk about that. When you talk about the company, I think that's great language for you guys in the field to use. I love that language. We control, right, from harvest to market. We control our ingredients. So that's important. Think global, but act local. Build your own acres of diamonds in your own backyard. You know, we want to be the Uber of network marketing. That's our goal. He talked about one associate that had 8 million followers. Now, most of us don't have 8 million followers. But just the concept of posting something. She posted something about a Manitech product, and in 1 week, she grew 4,000 PPV just from one post. Now, most of us don't have 8 million followers, but the ones that we have provide us with an opportunity. And this is a time of transition. I don't know when there's going to be a time not of transition for the rest of our lives because things are changing so fast. But, you know, there's just huge opportunities and fortunes to be made in those times. Kevin Robbins got on stage after Al, 4 silver, 6 new gold directors, 12 new PDs, and there's a new Burning Up the Rubber Award, Fastest PPV Growth, and that went to Dr. Yoon from Texas. He's actually underneath, I think, somebody from Japan. Yeah, his sister lives in Japan. So, and now he's fastest PPV growth, and he's here in Texas. He's a chiropractor. All right, Friday we open up with Recognition Fun Awards. Sona did a heck of a job. Best I've ever seen her on stage, I just want to tell you. So if you watch some of her stuff, you're going to enjoy her on stage. Lydia, actually, I put that in there because, of course, she works for me. And some of you follow her on her bike every Monday morning. Not Monday, but every day she shows up with me at working out. By the way, when she's not there, that doesn't mean I'm not working out. Some days Lydia chooses to opt out, but I still jump in that car and go over to the workouts. And we got a Manzik Historian Award and Nat and Silence Weeks, and there were other ones out there too, but she had just fun giving these new kinds of awards. Kevin talked about the new comp plan change, acknowledged a breakout session later. Income always comes from the sale of products. Just always know that. Build your pod, 500 PPV. So what they're doing is they're shifting. You know, we talked about AQ Personal, AQ Team. AQ Personal is always going to be around. AQ Team is being phased out. You'll have it for at least 3 more months, but then plan on it being phased out, although I'm getting mixed messages on that I from different people at corporate, so I'm just telling you that's their plan is 3 months phase out, but they may make an exception to that. I don't know. But the idea right now is plan on it being phased out. Their new concept is, and I go through this a little bit later too, but the new concept is Team 2 and Team 4 bonuses. So they want you to build 500, but the 500 doesn't have to be 5 customers each ordering 100. So it can be 500, your own volume could be the 500. And you can have it, the way they're working this, you can actually have it in your own name. That's one of the advantages I see. Right now, my volume is a customer underneath me. I haven't ordered in my associate position in a year and a half because it benefits me more to qualify as AQ Team than it does for me to get an extra 10% customer loyalty credits. Well, with their new plan of this Team 2 and Team 4 bonuses, your volume is PPV volume, so they're going to treat it the same. So your 500 that you have to get, if it's in your name, it's treated the same as if you put it in a customer underneath you. Everybody clear on that? So some of the gaming that we've been doing, because we've been caused to do this by the nature of how they structured the comp plan, is going to go away under this new concept. So I'm happy about that. And they have the 500. You have a Team 2 is not that 500. You're going to get your 15% first order bonus and then the power seller bonus, which is what we have currently. But the Team 2 goes one level down. You get two other new people involved, associates, and help them build their 500. Again, the 500 isn't five associates or five customers. I'm sorry, not five customers. It could be one customer. It could be 100% of your order. Your order in your associate position will be part and parcel of that 500. So if you have 300 that you're ordering every single month or 200 like most of us do on the combo pack, that's, we only need 300 more volume. So it could be one other person as a new customer underneath you or two, and you're up to your 500. Okay? So that's how you do that. And then the same thing with two associates. You sign up two new associates and get them to their 500, their pod. And now you earn the Team 2 bonus, which I believe is $100. So you're going to get the Team 2 bonus. All right? So, and then he gets Team 4 is just doing that one more level. They help them get their two associates and get their Team 2 bonus, and you get a Team 4 bonus. So if you have two people underneath you that you enrolled that earn their Team 2 bonus, you're going to earn your Team 4 bonus. Make sense? So those are new things, and I think that's $250 for that Team 4 bonus, $250. All right, so the goal here is what? Eventually, they want you to go wide. They want you to get four associates underneath you. That's their goal. The goal is to structure. Why do they want that goal for you? Because when you structured in accordance with four associates, you have four legs with associates that are busy in each of the four legs, that's going to help you maximize your results under the comp plan. So you can just see on the first level, you're making $385. At the next level, you're making $1,100, $1,200 a month. When you go to the third level, you're going to be a presidential director making over $4,000. When you go to the fifth level, you're going to be a silver presidential making $16,000 a month. Okay, that's, most of you are already blown away. I don't need to go to the PPD, which is the next level where you're making $61,000. Notice all you do is interchange the one and the six from going from $16,000 to $61,000. Of course, there should be a big disclaimer in my outline, but I don't have legal around me, but that's what they printed out on the screen. So it's just understanding the importance of going four wide, and Manatech is building this into the new comp plan, new compensation effect with the Team 2, Team 4 bonuses to help people build their businesses to maximize their income. All right, so that's that. Landon retold his story about the eel and swimming. I taught the first one. He talked about fear. He also promoted the system.manatech.com site, which is what we built last year and so many people didn't know about. So you want to be using that, the Manatech Plus app, and, of course, the library for materials. So you got all these great tools out there that we need to be using on a daily basis. he also talked about having a 90-day event cycle that they're going to try to build in. Every 3 months they want to have an event. They want to start building in it, be a culture of events. Sona got on stage. Again, she did a great job. She says, we represent in North America, we represent in 32% of all Manitex sales worldwide. When you look at the entire industry of network marketing, North America only represents 20% of sales. So we're actually ahead of the pack in terms of North America. So some of you depressed about our North American sales maybe not being where you wanted to be or your own downline, understand we as a company are doing better than the industry as a whole by almost 50% or over 50% greater, right? 12 percentage points from a 20% to 32%. So be proud of that. And she also kept on harping about, you really matter, each and every one of you, and I believe that, and that's how I feel about every single one of you on this call and everybody in Manitex. I love every associate that we have, every consumer we have, and whatever I can do to support them, that's where I want to be. So, but we really want to start building and, going after, establishing ourselves as global leaders around the world. They have now an award of excellence. They're paying $1,000 to the top associate each month who really goes above and beyond. Don McCormick won it in January. Marcia Schaefer won it in February. And Lee won it in March. So each month they're awarding a North America award of excellence. So just go out there and outdo yourself and watch what happens. So the idea is we're going to pull back and do less. I love that idea, don't you guys? Like, do less. I like the concept of less in that library. I like a more concise mechanism of, approaching people and marketing to people and a business system. All of that's in the works. So know that we are 100% committed to making that happen. And I'm speaking now not necessarily from corporate, but from S&P. So Richard Brooke got up and he talked about, of course, the holy grail of success depends on our products. That's really what sustained us throughout, and we all know that. We recognize the huge benefit we have in our products. Recruiting is what causes more growth. So he talked about, that's it. You can get all the customers you want, but customers don't what? They don't duplicate themselves. Associates do. So the idea, that's why the Achievers Club, that's why I get one a month, get them on automatic order and go out there and do that. And they recognize the Achiever Club. Ashley awarded the $10,000 check. Valerie Furrow is the one who won it. Yay. And 8 new members of the True Health Lifestyle Club, I guess. And I was on the board, wasn't I, Lynn? I was kind of surprised. They put me on the board as one of those 8 members of the True Health Lifestyle Club. I think it's because I keep competing every time they have it, and it just helps me to stay in shape. Of course, working out every day helps as well, but I like the idea of really keeping myself as slender as possible. As I enter my 60s and 70s, I don't want to watch my age cause me to blimp out, so I'm working on that and conscientious with it. Bob Adam talked about our Catch 'Em As You Can. A lot of you are familiar with that, our retention program, where they're connecting with consumers. They have a new program that they're enhancing as well, a care campaign, one-time discount to establish their automatic order to help people get back on automatic order that may have fallen off. So Manitex is really doing their part to help us retain our people plus get them back on automatic order. And that's a blessing. All of you say thank you, Manitex, to that because it takes a little pressure off of us. And Bob Adam, by the way, is retiring. So you guys, that was probably one of my saddest moments at Manifest this year because we love Bob, and he's just, I know he's almost 70 now, is that right? Or maybe even more than 70, 70, 71. And I knew he was going to retire soon, but I didn't know it was this soon, and the announcement came, and they really honored him on stage. It's kind of gut-wrenching for us in the field because we do love Bob. Joel Bickman got on stage. We talked about our 2 new products, which I'm going to review with you today, and more on the way. Okay, and the first one was, we got MEMS Prime 7 that came out, and that thing has been blowing out off the shelves, so they kept it as a permanent product, and they decided to match it with a women's product called Premier 7. If you haven't seen the video on that, go watch it. It's hilarious. But he was funny because he got up there. He says, men are pretty easy about this topic. They're one single-minded. With women, he put up this on stage, he put up this massive thing that was full of 20,000 different symbols, He says, women are a lot more complicated, so it was a lot harder to build a woman's product in this category. But he said, in marketing it, first of all, take a sheet of paper, list everyone who's a woman, choose the tool. You either use a video or a printout or both, a combination. And they also have all the printouts are already available in the library, so you can find the Premier 7, not only frequently asked questions, but also a printout that you can use for it. And so it's a great, you know, laminate. You can get it laminated. You can print it out any way you want it, or not laminated, but what's this paper? Cards. Heavier paper if you want to. That's slick. Lydia printed them off on those for me, which are really nice looking with your... Oh, they had Manta get them printed? Oh, okay. Thanks. So I know we can do it as well. But you can do that, have them printed like that, so you can use them. There's materials out there already to get going. And use the scripts. They have scripts that, developed on that. Joel also announced their essential line. I'm going to talk about that a little later, so let me pass by that right now. Nugent then got on stage and he talked about Premier 7 for women. Women's sexual desires fluctuate throughout their entire life from many issues, as we are much more complex than men. Major life changes, both physical and psychological stress, which causes excess cortisol, causing fat retention, mood swings, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Some of you may be married to somebody like I am. I really think that my husband is definitely the moodier. So maybe I'll give him Premier 7. No, I'm kidding. I'll take the Prime 7. I'll give him Premier. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Anyway, the ingredients in the new product, ashwagandha is sensorial, is the patented form of it. Don Partridge told me, Mary Jo, that's the top in the industry. So he was really proud of Manatech putting the money behind that ingredient. It's the most important ingredient to recreate ability to adapt to stress and mood. So, you know, that's a great product for all of us, supported by 11 different studies. So you got a ton of background in this in terms of that. They also, the active ingredient glycan in ashwagandha, isn't that fun? Hello, once again. Of course, it's not our glycans, but it is a glycan. Works with stress, fatigue, lack of energy, impaired concentration. Boy, I can underline some of those for me. I don't know about you women on this call, but bingo, here's your product. Do they still have the products on sale at a discount or not? Ouch, we called a lot of our downline. Oh, it's not even available till the 23rd of April. Wow, if you missed buying, you missed buying. Frequently called the Indian ginseng. They added the maca root, which is a proven plant adaptogen properties, one of the oldest aphrodisiacs that have been ever used. It helps libido for men and women, has to be delivered properly, and that's why Manatech put in trimethylglycine, and that's also our product in Cardio Balance, which makes our Cardio Balance so awesome. And if you've been to any Nugent trainings, you know all about that product. Helps you improve mood as a vasodilator, beetroot, suma root, passion flower. You can read all about the ingredients. I don't want to spend too much time on it because I'll never get through my outline. Normal healthy levels is the goal. Normal healthy. So not overdo it, but keep it at normal healthy levels. And of course, again, like all our products, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, MSG-free, synthetic-free, sugar-free, contains nothing produced through biotechnology. Okay? Prime 7, they had a Chinese guy get up and talk about how he's blowing this Prime 7 off the chart on WeChat. They asked him, why do you think that you're doing such a great job with it? And he said, it works. So he was a great testimony on that. Johanna got up and just talked about how to use Premier 7. And then we had a panel. Excuse me, people. Allergic to something around here. We had a panel, what is required of us as associates in the field to stay ahead of the wave, Dr. Steve Hines, Ron, and Paulette Roy. And you can read some of this on your free time. Probably some of my favorite was Ron and Paulette's talk. And, of course, there were a couple of Chinese, and I couldn't understand what they were saying because we didn't have translation. But Ron's, pain will push you until a vision pulls you. And why do I emphasize that one sentence in the outline? Because I want to share with you the concept of how important it is for each and every one of you to build a vision. If you don't have a vision for your Manatech business, you're never going to get anywhere. So just be really clear with yourself. You can walk away from this call today and say, well, Mary Jo, I'm not going to ever get anywhere. And I go, well, then build a vision. It's a choice you make. So just build a vision. And if you don't know how to do it, there's plenty of work out there that's been done. Manatech's website, my website, call your upline, or if your upline's upline, whatever it takes. But build yourself a vision. I mean, it takes, you know, a vision is what's going to pull you forward. You don't want to feel pushed all the time because it is too painful in and of itself. So build yourself a vision. And then the other two we talked about too. Bill Hertz was one of their guys they had brought in. He's a expert magician, and he had us all flustered. I could tell you stories, but I don't have time. But it was a blast. We had a lot of fun with him. It broke the ice for a lot of us. It just enhanced the whole manifest experience. Joel got on stage. He talked about us, you know, where we are today, 25 years experience, all the things that we've done, yet we're still basically unheard of in the marketplace. So he wants to change that a big time. What they've determined to do is come up with, meet our demand, come up with products that are called the essentials. It's going to be called an essential line. It's going to be eye products, headache products. I mean, you name everything that's out there that people are looking for singular support for, they're going to be building products on it, okay? So you can see this, like they're even going to have one coming out for blue light, because how much time do we spend on our iPhones? And that is doing damage to our eyes. So everybody needs eye support today, and they're coming out with an eye support product specifically targeting that. So these essentials are going to be less expensive products in the $30 to $50 price range, so we can react rapidly to the demand in the marketplace, and you can go out there and you can get people started on the products. What's one feature? You're going to say, but Mary Jo, there are all these other eye products, heart products, this product, that product, that. Yeah, right, but you know what? Ours have glycans. I mean, clearly a distinction that no one else has. So that's going to be our big distinctive with these products. I think it'll help you add more products to your product line. Also start new people off on something that might be more affordable to them in the kickoff stages, but we can build off of that. So our newest one is the Catalyst product. Catalyst, they're remaking Catalyst, and is that coming out? Out. Okay, that one is available. So Catalyst, the very best of nature and science, unlike any others off the shelf, 100% of your daily recommended amounts, right, of 19 different vitamins and minerals. So in comparison to Phytomatrix, this has a higher quantity in those categories. It includes glycos and the adaptogen ashwagandha. So we have never had ashwagandha in our vitamin mineral product. So it's about maximizing your multivitamin. In fact, I like that terminology. Circle that in your outline because you want to use that language, right? All right, and it's the only the beginning, because the whole idea, again, is to go after this in a big way and make sure we're going to add those other essentials as we go along. For 2019, that's what he's going to do. Every 90 days, we're going to introduce a new essentials product. So get ready for multiple additions to our product line throughout the year. So what does that mean? 90 days, four times a year, right? You're going to get a new product issued in addition to whatever other new product they offer up at our annual convention manifest. So it's about their the marketing materials, where our marketing materials are, who reviewed them. I put that in there? That's Mary Jo's comment. We just happened to slip that in there. Ah, that came from my notes. The marketing materials, that's really funny. They ended up in your notes. The marketing materials are on the website. We have them. They have them available there. They have the Premier 7 has a great piece right now. They have a Catalyst and Plus piece that talks about the difference between that talks about Premier 7 and Plus. Why would you take Premier 7 and Plus? Is there a reason you would take both the products at the same time? And they give you an analysis of that so you can review that, okay? Everybody can know that's on there, so you don't be confused about taking Premier 7 and Plus. And the Catalyst multivitamin, that's all on that website as well. So maximizing your multivitamin, that's our language around it. Maximize your multivitamin. That's a good language to use. So that's all on the website. Product and business. Nugent talking about just why supplement, and he kind of went through some of his old stuff that he'd done before. And you know, his big thing, this is kind of some of my notes, but I put Nats at the back because he did a fuller job. This was like the only time I was in that Nugent product training. But he talked about all these things, the old cows, new catalysts, why we're taking them, why we need supplements. A lot of this is similar stuff if you've heard Nugent train before. But again, go to the end and look at Nats because he was more thorough than I was. But the big thing is science, safety, efficacy. It's going to be our mantra. So I think circle that in your outline as well, page 10. And that's what you want to do, because our commitment is to making the most effective for our customer base. So we're all about science, we're all about safety, and we're all about efficacy. Those three things. So you want to talk about that, emphasize that in your communication. I think Manitech gave us a lot of good words from stage, the ones I'm telling you to circle and use over and maximize your multivitamin, science, safety, efficacy. Use this terminology. It's very impactful on people. Instead of going, oh, ours is the best multivitamin, blah, blah, that best doesn't work. Did you ever try that? Does it work for you? No. People don't want you to use all this, you know, demonstrative language when you have nothing to support it with. I mean, you got to go on, what does best mean? Everybody claims they have the best. Not everybody says that their product is based on science, safety, and efficacy. And that's the only thing that we're assured of for all, I mean, that's one thing that you're assured of with Manitech products is tremendous science, tremendous safety, and tremendous efficacy. Doesn't that sound a lot better than telling somebody you have the best multivitamin? Absolutely. So know that. So you can look at some of the review on that. Liver and kidney support, I thought that was great, which never did before. And the bone density support in this product is so much better than it is in the new catalyst than it was in our old product. So that's really important to us. I still think that looking at the, you know, the products, the ingredients to support bone density, I still recommend if somebody has a serious bone density issue, I always recommend a CalMag product that we don't have yet. Manitech may come out with one, but we don't, that may be one of their essentials they finally develop. But if you have a significant, you know, bone density issue, definitely plus Catalyst and then get a CalMag in addition. Those three products is my recommendation for bone density stuff. Natural mineral chelates versus mushroom plant growing. This is a big difference, people, and you got to recognize it. It's probably the biggest difference out there because a lot of us for years have been talking about how real is your vitamin plant, 100% plants are digested vitamins, minerals. That's not true about our new Catalyst product. We had problems with that mushroom growing and all the things that we're doing, trying to isolate those out of the plants that we were, the Brassica juncea, all that kind of stuff. So now we're doing mineral chelates, which are really incredible, and we're able to put a lot more in our product. So just but know that the old language doesn't work. In fact, I believe the How Real Is Your Vitamin is no longer on the website. So if you have that posted somewhere else, you don't want to use that piece because it really ties back to our Brassica juncea growing process, right? And some of you are going to ask, well, Mary Jo, how long are we going to have Phytomatrix on it? They're going to use Phytomatrix in the OSPs until they run out of the current OSPs that are in stock. The new OSPs they're starting to produce as of today or last week or whatever are going to contain the new Catalyst product. So Phytomatrix is being phased out. You won't have that probably your month order in April may contain it, but after that it's going to be the new Catalyst. They didn't tell us how much they had in stock of the OSPs. So important to know those things. Okay, Demra talked about it. Simple, affordable, you know, $1.60 a day to get an absolutely complete vitamin mineral supplement. 74% of the people in the United States today take multis. So don't you think you have a market out there? Absolutely. So you can talk about it. She used the words best multivitamin in this world. Again, what do I want to use? I want to use science, safety, efficacy. If that's a concern of yours, this is the product of choice. If science, safety, and efficacy is a concern of yours, this is your product of choice, right? Okay, so important to do that. So Kevin then talked about compensation plan change. He just did a brief little piece of that again, so I'm going to review it with you. I know I talked a little earlier in the outline. He was on stage on this again. He did a breakout on it for like an hour. I didn't get to sit through it all because of the S&P meetings as well. But, you know, it talks about replacing AQ team with business development bonus. Phase out period still under review, although I'm hearing it's definitely going to be 3 months, but don't count on it after 3 months, just telling you. If they come out with something different, you're hearing from me that I'm banking on it only being available for the next 3 months. So the step one is the first order bonus, 15% of new persons, your customers and associates. We have that now, refers to first order bonus, right? And then earn power seller bonus on all future or orders. AQ Personal is staying. So if you get AQ Personal, you're going to still get the bonus for AQ Personal. The step two is create 500 PPV. different your order plus customer orders. You want to definitely do that. You don't need five customers, each ordering 100 people, like the prior bonus. So it could be just your own personal orders, again, in your associate position. So what is Mary Jo doing? I'm canceling my customer position as of today and putting it into my associate. I'm reestablishing an associate order for my position because now I get the same exact benefits as I used to get with a customer. I get the same benefit, and I get to you build to 20% customer loyalty credits instead of 10%. So it makes sense for me to go back to having an order in my associate position. So shifting orders back, because I think that's going to happen. If you are making the AQ team, you don't want to do that until AQ team is gone, okay, the phase-out period. So you want to make sure you're looking at AQ team, because if that's part of your AQ team today, if my order, customer order, is part of my AQ team, I'm not going to shift it today. But I have so many customers underneath me now, underneath my associate position, that's what will cause me to shift it, okay? So if yours is the fifth order or you're relying on it for AQ team, then don't bother shifting that back in your associate position for another 3 months or until it AQ team is phased out. Everybody clear on that? I want everybody to understand that, because strategy-wise, I don't want you to make a mistake and lose your AQ team because you heard Mary Jo shifting her order back into her associate position. Okie doke. And Kevin reviewed some of the other bonuses as well. New plan. Okay, that's what we just talked about. Enroll. What do you earn when you do, it's called the Team 2 bonus. What do you earn on the Team 2 bonus? You earn an additional $100, okay? Team 2 bonus gives you $100 extra. Team 2 bonus is different, right? It means you have two associates. It's almost, you can look at enroll two associates, and they each have $500. So what used to be our AQ team, which is $500 for you and $500 of two associates and paid out $375 or whatever, now they're only paying out $100 for almost that same exact structure. So I know some of you are squawking, and that's what's happening from the field as well a little bit. But know that there weren't a lot of people qualifying for AQ team. So AQ team no longer is going to be paying that out in three. You have 3 months to continue earning it, and then it's going to be gone. Team 2 is kind of like our AQ team bonus was, except you don't need five customers. You just need 500 PPV for each associate, which includes all the product in your associate account plus all the products in any customers underneath you. And they don't have to be on automatic order. They just have to be product sales. So technically, you could have no auto orders and still win a Team 2 bonus, all right? And then Team 4 just is another step. It goes wide. You get four associates you've enrolled, all qualifying for what? Having their 500 pod, their first 500 PPV. They all have that. And if they all have PPV of 500, you have four associates that you've enrolled in each in a separate leg, now you have a Team 4 bonus. So you go from Team 2 bonus to Team 4. What do? I get two more legs. I don't build two more people under the two people I have. I need to get two more legs, right? I need four people. I need four associates with 500 PPV. And that gives me the Team 4. So they're trying to build you four legs because that's going to pay out the highest amount. Is everybody clear on that? Draw a diagram. You're at the top. Two associates, each with 500 PPV, and you have 500 PPV. That's Team 2 bonus. When you go four wide, same structure, each associate has 500 PPV. That's called Team 4 bonus. Any questions? Okay. Good. If I was confusing, please get clarity. You can go on the website and print off some of the materials as well. But
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
This is Karen.
Karen?
And I thought he said they didn't have to be in separate legs.
Did he say that?
That's what I remember, but,
there's some confusion on that. Look at the website and see if that's accurate. My problem with them not being in separate legs, are you ready for this? You have to be the enroller. Start with that concept,
yeah.
Okay?
Right.
The comp plan is horrible if you build only two legs. Where you start making the money, when they start laying this out, it takes four wide to really start sprouting your income. Does that help you?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
So I'm going to suggest no matter what they say that you don't need four legs, I'm going to tell you that's the only way you want to build the business today. Because the income that they've projected on here that I put in earlier, the income structure in the outline is all based on four legs. Yeah, who's on the call who wanted to interrupt?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Mary Jo? This is
Sounds
Ginny.
Sounds like Ginny. Yeah,
yep,
page,
it is Ginny.
By
yep.
the way,
yep.
page five of the outline, when I tell you about building that income, that's all based on four legs, okay?
Yep.
The 61,000. Okay, go ahead, Ginny.
Well, and I think what they were talking about was for the bonus, when they said you could have them straight down in one leg, that you were the enroller to get that AQ bonus that they're going to be working with.
Okay,
I don't
the
think for the
bonus,
structure
they're
going to
pay it out
plan.
No matter where you put them, as long as you have four associates that you've enrolled
yeah.
that have 500. Right?
That's what I understood, yes.
Okay.
But to build
and
that compensation plan that you're talking about, it's going to take four separate legs, yes.
Yeah, the compensation I'm talking about.
Yes,
and I'm
yes,
just
yes,
suggest,
yes.
Yeah, and maybe
yes.
some of you already have. You could have four people like I have
mm-hmm.
my husband who's like three layers beneath me, and I enrolled him, and he has 500, so I could still win the AQ. I could win
mm-hmm.
the Team 4 bonus, but
mm-hmm.
I need four legs of active associates. So the
mm-hmm.
idea of you trying to put them all in two legs, you may have the structure to earn the Team 4 bonus the way you're structured right now, but I'm just telling you guys that if you really want to maximize income in this comp plan, it's not going to be with two legs.
Right.
And why is that? Let me be really clear. This compensation plan is structured to cut you off in depth, so you want to stay shallow. Does that make sense? It's just the way the comp plan works. You only get paid, all those overhanging payouts, you only get paid through six levels or seven levels, right? So if you go two legs and you go deep, you're going to get chopped off. So you're better off going wide. Now, those are people who really want to build a business. They're looking to make $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month, which I hope all of you are trying to do. So the idea is four legs and really work with those four people to duplicate that. Okay? Clear? It's mud, right? Yeah, thanks, Ginny, for the clarification. I thought I said that earlier, and when I talked about building Get Two Who Get Two, I think I did say that earlier, and I didn't want to be inconsistent in training you guys.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's just as long as you have four that you enrolled that build their 500, they could be 10 levels deep on you, as long as four, you have a Team 4. But again, logic tells you that you want to have four wide.
Mary Jo, I do have a question. What if you get eight? What if you have two sets of four? Is that going to be another $250?
No. If I have four wide and I got
four. No, I'm saying
for
that bonus, for the Team 4 bonus.
No, you're only
going
to get one Team 4. You only get one Team 4 bonus. But if I have four wide and I feel
mm-hmm.
that I have some good people, I'm going to, if I start enrolling other people, I'm going to build with my team. I'm going to put them,
okay.
I'm going to make them, I'm going to build them underneath them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because what am I interested in doing? I don't want to work on eight legs. Trust me, most people can't even deal with more than two. So the idea is you want to really be, now, can you take the enroller bonus? If you wanted to enroll them, that's up to you. That's not a bad idea if you're bringing them. The person's going to be excited, but it's not going to help them get their Team 2 or Team 4. But it is going to give them another business builder underneath them. So they will be ecstatic that you're giving them somebody. I would keep the enroller status because the mentor bonuses will play out really big for me as well, right? I love the mentor bonuses, and you don't get a mentor bonus unless you are the enroller of that associate.
But that's why I was asking that, is because let's say you have four and you get one $250 thing, and then all of a sudden you place under other people and you enroll them, and you have four more, there's not another $250 for four
No,
more.
You can never earn AQ. You can't earn Team 4
one
twice.
Only. Great.
One
okay.
only time.
I needed to know that. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Team 4, one only time. Plus, remember, when you start placing somebody underneath one a year, you enroll four, And then you find a fifth person, and you go, wow, where do I put it? I'm going to put it under my second associate. When you take the enroller status, that does not give the person you've placed it under one of his four. Okay, right? You got it? Because he's not the enroller. But that's okay. That's okay. You want to do that because you want to keep the mentor bonus, but you want to, you're still helping them by putting a barn burner business builder underneath them, right? Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that would be my focus. I'm just telling you, that's Mary Jo. You, again, that I'm giving you my strategy and how I plan on working this plan. You can talk to your upline and see what they tell you. I don't want to be in conflict with that, but I think you're going to pretty much say that's the reason they adopted this approach is because they really want people to understand that's where the income is. And going wide, not deep, going wide. They want you to earn as much money as possible. Okay. Then
Mary Jo, one more question.
You bet.
I just, Joelle, and sorry I wasn't there to see it all, but I listened to stream.
Oh, we love you. We missed you, but we knew you were listening. We knew you were eavesdropping on us.
I was watching who was paying attention in the room too.
Were you?
You could see the back of the room. You could see who was paying attention. It was fun.
Really? Because you got to see the people in the room too.
It was fun.
So you saw me misbehaving all the time during Manifest. Okay, so what can I answer for you or attempt to?
I just want to make sure nothing's changing with the compression, right? Compression will be...
No, they made no other changes.
Okay, good.
No other changes.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Friday night, I put the recognition on Friday night in there. Saturday... again, other awards that they did. The Richard Brook training, as I told all of you, is awesome. Some of you probably sat through it and you've already watched it online. I promise you, I will review that, you know, blow by blow next Monday. Okay, so our next Monday call will be Richard Brook's training from Manifest because it was so good. I want everybody to go through it. And then Saturday night, we had the M5M Gala Banquet. That was by invite only, and I actually received an invite to it, so I went there and helped Sarah signing up, you know, taking people's credit cards. So it was just massive. They did a great job of fundraising. You know, people, the average check, most people are given $1,000, so you can tell it was kind of the high roller Manatech associates who are making a lot of money. But it was great because they did a tremendous job of fundraising. And then Saturday night, after we were done with the M5M Gala, we went to the food and dancing, the big closing party, which is awesome. The downtown band, is that what they're – I heard the band. It was really loud for me, and with all the S&P meetings, I honestly couldn't stay much longer. I mean, I was totally wiped out. In fact, I crashed. And I also had – the Sunday morning worship service that I planned. So I needed to do some work on that to finalize all that and get our sheet music ready and all that kind of other stuff. But anyway, so I didn't stay for it, but I heard from people that were at Manifest. I don't know, Ginny, you were there, some other people if you want to talk about it. They told me the band was outstanding. Little loud, but outstanding. Is that what I'm hearing? Anyone want to pipe up and tell me they did a great job?
I went home on Saturday before the...
Oh, you went Ginny got home on Saturday, so you missed the whole shebang. Yeah.
Well, I did, yes.
That's okay. Well, I just heard everybody... I mean, they were telling me how terrific this band was, and even Nat Weeks in his write-up on the event, he said it was awesome. Okay, that's it, people. How's that? Everybody good? Are you
Thank
good to
you,
go?
Yes. This was great. Thank you.
Great review. Thank you, Ginny, because you were there. So if you felt it was good, that's the kind of feedback I like to hear. And get ready for next week because I really think that Richard Brook did an awesome job. It's our last training from Richard, by the way. He's no longer on contract with Manatech, so we said our goodbyes. So anyway.
Okay,
everybody, any last questions, comments? Okay, everyone, love you. Make sure to buy your tickets. Remember, $29. One more day. That's today. That's it. And you can't get them. But I would love to have you there at Manifest next year. It'll be an awesome event. So here's another guarantee. I can almost tell you. If you buy your tickets today, buy 2, 3, or 4, whatever, I'm always going to guarantee you that when Manifest comes around and there's 2,500 people looking to attend next year, yeah, they're going to love to buy your $29 ticket. Or they might even pay you $49. You might just buy 20 of them so you can make a lot of money on the side because they're going to have to pay over $100 to get in Manifest if they don't get registered before January 1st. So know that that's a valuable asset you have in your $29 ticket as well. Okay, everyone. Love you guys. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday. Bye, everyone.
Thanks.